The council heard and approved a first reading of a proposed ordinance that would establish a retail incentive program as part of Mayor Kyle Moore's 45 by 30 plan. That's set up to increase the city's population to 45,000 by 2030. As laid out in a presentation last fall, the incentives include a redevelopment program for buildings 20 years old or older, which would rebate a portion of sales taxes collected at the store. Also part of the ordinance are incentives for specialty retailers and an anchor attraction program where national chains would receive incentives to move into currently empty anchor stores. Those incentives are being paid for through the 1 cent food and beverage tax passed in the fall. Moore says that if the city doesn't act to attract new businesses, Quincy could have to deal with several different problems.
First and foremost, blight, but it's going to mean tax reductions, not only in sales tax because people aren't shopping here, but also property tax. And that affects every taxing body across our city and in our county.
Moore also gave a preview of what the council will hear 2 weeks from now when the ordinance will have its final reading.
We're also going to be talking about a retail marketing program, which, again, we talked about in the 45 by 30 presentation. So essentially, we're going to be rolling out, except for the incentives to get people to move here, we're going to be rolling that out here in the next 4 to 5 months.
Sixth Ward Alderman Richie Reese, who had opposed the food and beverage tax, thinks the council should approve the incentives.
I will say that since it's passed, the council passed this, we need to move forward, and I think we need to look into getting businesses in these empty stores, so it's more likely something I will support.
The council also approved a first reading of an ordinance to annex 9 properties into the city, most of which are on 24th Street just north of Locust. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.